This is a Clearview Original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, how's your immune system lately?
Honestly, it's in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What if I told you that similar to our immune systems, which produce more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, which leads to a whole host of health benefits.
I might just gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it is delicious.
I know that's right.
Their grape juice, delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious. Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com right now and use the promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y.
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. Share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
Today is April the 12th, which means that our date, the word, is coming to you today from Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
That's right. There is no other name. What is it?
There's no other name.
Which we are saved, but yours. Anyway, there's a worship song that goes along with that. There's power in Jesus' name. You know, we talk about that a lot. But your name is your identity. It's who you are. And yeah. So the name of Jesus, you know, God has a lot of names. Mm-hmm. But at the name, there's another verse where he says that at the name of Jesus, every single knee is going to bow.
Yeah.
Just the mention of who he is, his identity as the second member of the Godhead is so all-encompassing and so powerful that things happen just at the sound of his name.
Yeah. And anytime somebody tries to add to Christ, like you need Jesus and you also need this to be saved, that's a different gospel.
That's right.
That's not the gospel of Jesus, because the gospel of Jesus says that it's just the cross. Christ. It's just by the name of Jesus that we are saved, believing that he's the Son of God, accepting his gift of forgiveness, and then asking him to help you follow him the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's right.
That's the formula.
That's right. And we are very thankful for that verse, because that verse gives us assurance. It gives us comfort in knowing who Christ is. And if you want to follow these Date the Words with us, you can do that by downloading the Date the Word app. In fact, this episode is partially sponsored by Date the Word, and you can download it for free right now on iPhone and Android. And every single day connects today's date to God's Word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
Yep.
Friday is finally here.
Friday
is here, man.
Friday.
You know, maybe you've had a long week. You just need to relax.
I have.
Clearview today.
Thank you.
It's been a long week, man.
You have,
and you got stuff going on this week, man. Here's the thing. I'm gonna give you a little treat.
Okay.
For getting through the week. I'm gonna give you a million dollars.
I love treats. I love that for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of money. Hang on one second, because I gotta write the check real quick. Do you know how to fill out a check?
No.
I don't either. $1 million. And pick a one letter of the alphabet. Just say random.
Okay.
Yeah, just pick a letter.
G.
You can only buy things that start with the letter G. So you can buy grapes. No problem at all. You can buy like grass for your yard.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Can I, like, how creative can I get? Like, could I buy grass-fed beef?
Sure. Yeah. But you can't buy like a great house.
Can I buy a greenhouse?
You can buy a greenhouse. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you talking about like a house that is green?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to push the boundary a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
You can do that.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
You'll take it?
Yeah, I take it.
Knowing the stipulation, would you change the letter?
Maybe. I might pick something like S or T. So I feel like that's a little bit more common at the beginning of a word.
It shouldn't. How about this? Let's say it can't be an adjective. So green is green.
Okay.
Because if
it is, then yeah, colors are adjectives.
Then you could be like, I just want a glowing,
a great,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So let's say no adjectives, but you could buy a greenhouse for plants.
Yeah,
you could do
just
that.
Live in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably still take it.
I think I would too.
I probably still take it,
but I would also change the letter. If I think I would buy stuff that starts with like, golly, I think T.
Really?
Yeah, like I'd buy a tower.
You know what doesn't start with a T?
What?
Spaghetti.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. And I can't buy terrific pasta because that's pretty
terrific pasta.
I could buy tacos.
You could probably spin that and find a pasta that starts with a T.
Yeah, tortellini, for sure.
There you go.
I hate tortellini, but I'll eat it. You could buy tacos. You could buy, let's see, what else? What else starts with a T? It's hard.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu is
now
delicious.
Now that I've got all this money, I'm excited to think of things to start with T. I would really love for a benefactor of the show to make some of these things happen. Like they're listening to the
show. I'll send you $1 million.
And they're like, hey, I'll send $1 million and you guys can do this in real life.
If there's someone out there who just has ridiculous amounts of money and you would like to fund this segment of our show, please write in and let us know.
Yeah, I would do it. And then once we do it, I would change my name and disappear. You'll never see me again.
Write in and let us know. If you take that deal, $1 million, but you can only spend money that begins with, or things that begin with a certain letter.
Yeah.
What is the letter that you would pick and why?
What would you do, Dave? So pick a letter. Pick a letter at random before you start thinking of things.
I like G. I think G's good.
What would you buy with G?
Groceries.
Oh, okay. Well.
Wow.
I can get whatever I want.
Gas for your car.
Gas for my car.
Yeah.
That's fine. Gas.
Guns.
Yeah, you can buy guns. I don't know what you would use them for. You can't buy bullets.
Grapes.
I can get
you can shoot grapes out of the gun.
I could get gammunition.
What is that?
I don't know.
Gammunition.
All right, cool. Let's ask Dr. Shaw.
Write in and let us know if you take that deal. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right. What is going on with your tie, by the way? I just know. You said, as we were getting ready, you said it's comically short.
It is comically short.
I mean, but that's like...
I'm tying it
that's
quick.
That's incredible. That looks like Peter Pan's sword.
I miscalculated.
Do you want to fix it? You just go with
it. Nah, just roll with it. I got flamingos on my shirt. I'll just roll with it.
We are here with Dr. Questions in the Clearview Today studio today, coming at you live. As you know, Dr. Questions, a.k.a. Dr. Shaw, is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Questions, I want you to pick any one random letter of the alphabet.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, wait. And I was like, oh my.
Oh.
$1 million.
Okay.
But you can only buy things that begin with the letter O. You can buy all the oranges you want.
Okay.
You can buy
orangutans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You can buy, let's see.
I was going to say an oblong something, but we said no adjectives.
No adjectives.
An oblong would be
a. So you can buy like oolong tea. You could buy.
Okay.
You
I don't even know what that is.
It's like some Chinese tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can.
Ostriches.
Owl.
Yeah. You can buy owls if you want to. Yeah. None of these purchases are
good.
Are good or pleasant or
helpful
productive
at all,
but you can buy them.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now Nicole can still buy whatever you want. So you've always got the spouse.
Okay.
Get out of jail free card.
For a million?
For $1 million.
Okay.
But anytime you personally spend money, it has to begin with the letter O. I will say, like, if you buy a book that the title begins with O, you could get away with that.
Okay.
Now, here's a follow-up question.
Like, on the incarnation, you could buy that.
Right.
Okay.
So could he buy any of Oswald Chambers' works?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Well, all right.
You take it. $1 million?
I'll take it.
Very cool.
I just tell Nicole to buy the
I'm just saying, you always have the wife clause. Like, honey, can you make this purchase?
Yeah, you always have that get out of jail free card when you're married.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure. I won't buy anything.
That's important.
I've never thought of that. Okay.
Well, on today's episode, as you see, we are dressed appropriately for lightning round
questions
today. You knew it was.
That's our Friday segment, man.
Yeah. Lightning round questions. We're going to take your questions. That's why we give you that number every single episode. We're going to take your questions and we're going to pose them to our resident expert Dr. Questions, aka Dr. Shaw. As we're going through those, if you think of a question you'd like answered on the show, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. That's why the number's there.
That's right. I want to do the first one because this one came in literally this morning. We put something out saying, hey guys, we're doing lightning round questions. So this one came in this morning from Ian T. Is cereal a soup?
I didn't expect that.
I know. He was like getting his brain ready for like a text critical question or like something
cereal
academic.
Soup.
Yeah, is it a soup?
Oh my goodness. I don't think so. Soup's supposed to be like salty and warm, right?
I mean,
cold soup?
So
I don't think you should.
I have had cold soup before, and it's odd.
That you like,
it's intentionally cold.
It's
like a tomato Italian kind of soup. It's meant to be served cold.
I would say this is the whole is a hot dog a sandwich thing. I would say it's not a soup.
So I was gonna piggyback off of that. There's a question out there, or really a statement that says everything in the world, every food item is either a soup, salad, or sandwich.
Like what is spaghetti?
Spaghetti would be a salad.
How?
Because it's items that are mixed together and are typically served in a bowl.
No, I don't like that.
Oh.
I don't like that at all.
Typically, things are either a soup, salad, or sandwich.
Yeah. Like ice cream is a...
It depends.
Yeah, no.
Ice cream could be a soup.
That's foolish.
It could be a soup with the liquid base frozen.
Let's read the first real question. Thank you, Ian. That was a real question.
That was
Thank
a good
you.
Question.
But the
like
answer is we don't know.
Very nice.
This is a philosophical thing. This ain't a philosophical show.
Yeah.
Inconclusive. Our first actual lightning round question comes from Daniel C. Not that was an actual question.
Yeah,
our first more serious, more somber lightning round question.
We like those kind of questions.
Yeah.
I love them because they make us laugh.
Yeah, true.
They get us off our, the focus for a little bit. It's good. It's good.
I like that.
Keep sending them.
This one comes in from Daniel C. Who is your go-to author for spiritual development / godliness?
Spiritual development / godliness. They're a bunch. Mm. There are a lot of people I look to. For example, if you talk about an older author, older is in the sense of 19th century, David knows, I like F.B. Meyer. F.B. Meyer came from that Keswick movement. And he has that theology, pretty solid theology of not I, but Christ.
Right.
It's not in me, but it's Christ living in and through me. Now, some people have unjustly characterized them as just kind of a hands-off kind of people. It's like, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm just going to sit back here and he's going to do whatever. It's really not that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mischaracterization of the Keswick movement.
Right.
Some were kind of crazy, but then again, every movement has their crazies.
Right, that's
so
true.
So F.B. Meyer's works have always blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
He is academic to a certain extent for his time, but I wouldn't make him an academic resource.
Right.
Some of his stuff is great when it comes to theological or, when it comes to spiritual application, but I wouldn't say he is my source for like a commentary.
Right. Would you consider him entry level?
More than that.
Yeah?
He is more than that. I mean, these guys, they did not have the benefit of all the grammar, the advancement in grammar or in archaeology or in historical critical studies. They didn't have the advantage of all of that. But they did have a lot of these things. Yeah. Don't think for a moment that Greek grammar started in the 21st century.
Right, right.
People were studying Greek for hundreds of years, even prior to the Reformation, even prior to the Enlightenment. So, yeah, he knew Greek and Hebrew and Latin and all that. But I turned to him a lot.
Right.
And I never walk away empty. Always walk away full. Well, now, I may have more knowledge on some historical background or some battle that took place or some people group that has been forgotten based on research and all that. But still, the principles that he brings out from a passage is just so good and so rich and so biblical. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Clark R. from Anaconda, Montana. Shout out to our Anaconda family. I was going to make that.
We need like a snake sound.
Yeah, but not a rattlesnake, though. No. Sound does an anaconda make? Like,
I mean, it just squeezes you until you're no longer.
What biblical figure do you most relate to?
Most relate to... I do like Joseph. I do
too.
Because he went into a strange land, just the way I have come to a different land.
Oh, that's a good point.
And God was with him. He had his ups and downs. I've had my ups and downs. Now, there's no comparison between me and him when it comes to how much God used him, but I really identify with him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's one of the reasons that God gave us these figures is so that we can see ourselves in them. Right. You said something one time, and this is sort of off the beaten path, but it kind of relates that the parables that Jesus gave are like mirrors in that there's things in the Word of God that he wants us to see ourselves in.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
And I also like all the exilic people because they were not in their land.
Right.
So that really helps me know how to shine, how to go above and beyond. And that's the same thing I challenge our leaders at Clearview, our staff. It's like, go above and beyond. That's right. I know you don't have to. You don't feel like you need to, but do it.
Right.
It's amazing how you become excellent in what you're doing.
That's
true. Yeah.
You talked a while ago. This was when the world was crazy and everything was shut down, but how that was similar to an exile period for Christians, for believers.
That's right.
And through that study, that summer we did a mission trip, and for our student ministry, the focus was on those exilic personalities.
Yes.
And one of them that I really fell in love with was the story of Esther.
Yeah.
I've always loved Esther, especially having, three girls. I kind of gravitate toward those stories about female characters in the Bible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But over the course of that summer, I really, in a way that I hadn't before, really fell in love with that story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nehemiah, same thing.
Yes.
Just amazing. They're living in a foreign land, and yet they're shining in exile, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the theme,
Shining in exile.
That's a great title. I want to use that. That's going to be a book or a song or an album or something in the future, but that's a great title. Copyright, patent pending on Shining in Exile.
That's ours. Don't take it. Our next question comes from Matthew A. What's your go-to road trip song?
Life is a Highway?
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Rascal Flatts?
I want to ride it.
Or you like the original?
I like them both. They're both pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Lauren T., what's your favorite memory you have of your dad?
Ooh.
Oh, good question. What a question. My goodness. Many, to be honest with you. I mean, there are so many things that I remember about my dad. Of course, the conversation when I was getting ready to leave home, and he told me to stay away from wine, women, and gambling. That stays with me. I don't remember exactly, was he looking at me, what time of the day it was. I think it was in the evening sometime. So a lot of those details have become sort of fuzzy. But I still remember that conversation.
Wow.
Another conversation I remember very often, it just pops in my head out of nowhere, is when I was probably 6-7 years old, okay? And he came home, and he had this block in his hand, this colorful block, and he gave it to me. And I was like, what is this? And he said, well, you're going to figure it out. So I kind of turned it, twisted it, and I'm like, is it going to break? He said, no. And then I put it down like one the top, the block was in three sections every way you look at it. And then I kind of twisted and I said, oh, that, it's like a shape. He said, no, I don't think that's what it is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Was it a Rubik's Cube? Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll figure it out. And this is when Rubik's Cube became very popular.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like 6 or 7 years of age. So I'm like, okay. And then it finally hit me. Oh, you got to get the same color on one side.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was able to do at least one side in less than 10 seconds.
That's pretty insane.
Wow. Yeah. I was pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then two sides, three sides. I was not as good as some of these guys on YouTube. You see them, it's like they're like sitting there.
They
like
can do it like, three. Yeah, blindfolded with two hands.
I don't know how they do that.
That's another
crazy.
Level.
That is crazy.
That is.
Yeah, you got to know a lot of math to be able to do that. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good memory, your first Rubik's Cube.
So I do remember that.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have the original one,
mm-hmm.
and then I have one that I bought for the boys to play with.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So, that's special.
Yeah.
I bought my son a Rubik's Cube. He did it like a few times. He's three. And then he just was like, started throwing. I was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll
throw this.
Maybe we'll wait on the Rubik's Cube.
Not what you're supposed to do.
That's not the correct application. Yeah. Our next question comes from David R. How did the Clearview Today show begin?
Do you want to hear the real story? Well, it was kind of God's hand upon us.
Right.
We have been on the Clearview Today show for we have been on the Truth Network
mm-hmm.
for quite some time.
Yeah.
But that was simply our messages on Sunday morning.
Correct.
But then we were already doing a podcast
mm-hmm.
called Hoi Polloi.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on one or two radio stations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we felt like it was time to make a shift.
Right.
From having just like all the staff together and we're discussing things and funny stuff and all that. I felt like that was all preparation. It began in 2018, if I'm not wrong,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
preparing us for a radio show that will go statewide,
right.
National, international.
Yeah. It was the reach. It was the reach, not necessarily the daily format, but the reach was sort of the goal. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then by God's grace, we had Stu Epperson reached out to us and offered us to have a daily radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, now I know we've been talking about this, but we didn't expect this to happen now.
Right.
And we prayed, we talked, and God's people got behind it. So here we are.
And the thing that I remember most about that was he took us out for lunch and he said, listen, we have your messages, but there's more in, and you talked to Dr. Trey, he said, there's more in there and I want it on my network.
Yeah.
He said that to me and I was just like, is this guy real? I mean, I knew he was a good person. I knew he loved the Lord, but is he really joking with me?
Right.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Like he is real or fake. But I meant is like, is he really joking with me or is he being serious?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, no, he is really genuinely offering this.
Yes.
And then he came to me several times in that meeting. And then we had a couple of meetings after that. And he pulled me aside and said, listen, you need to be on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a show. You need to do this. This is very important. What you're teaching, what you're preaching is the word of God.
Yeah.
The values you hold, are we need that today. And I was like, oh, he's not joking.
Right.
He's not just bluffing. Mm-hmm. He's really, mm-hmm. truly offering this. So I said, guys, I think we need to do this.
Yeah.
And he has been a blessing. And his whole team.
Oh, yes.
The whole Truth Network. I'm just amazed every time how wonderful they are. And I know John and Ellie and Ryan spent some time with them and
you have
the
same
at an RB this past year. It has been this past wonderful. Month.
They treat us very well.
Yes.
The Truth Network treats the Clearview Today show very, very well.
Feels like family.
And so if you are not listening to their other shows, you need to download the Truth app and listen to their other shows. You should especially listen to Stu's show, which is Truth Talk with Stu Epperson.
Yes.
Great show.
The benefit of the Truth app too is you can listen anywhere. You're not limited to a specific radio frequency. You can listen online, you can stream it on your phone anytime that content's available for you.
That's true.
That's right.
Grant L, I recognized Dr. Questions in the gym this morning. I think
I
might know this
guy.
What's your, I don't know if he came up and talked to you, but he says, he just texted this in. He texted this in a couple days ago. I recognized Dr. Questions in the gym this morning. What's your favorite exercise?
What do you think, David? It's,
I think your favorite exercise is squats.
You think so?
You like squats, Dr. Shaw?
I don't know if it's my favorite.
I don't know. I see you putting on extra weight when we do squats.
I don't know.
Because I want to get back to where I was.
But I don't know people who actually enjoy, David says he does, but I don't know people who like legitimately enjoy squats.
Right.
Do you enjoy squats?
I enjoy the feeling of lifting heavy weight. I don't necessarily enjoy squats.
I think, do you like bench press?
Bench press is good. Yeah. I enjoy bench press.
Yeah. Typically, when I see you lift, it's usually on the bench press, and that's where I see you like going for extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the squats, I keep going up. Now I'm up to like, what, 135 or getting close to 135 if I'm not wrong.
Nice. Yeah. Last you did was 130, I think.
Yeah.
So you just need to add.
That's right.
Yeah.
Close
now,
in.
I've been up to 170
right.
and up, and, you know, a lot of health, this and that,
sure.
trying to get back in shape. So I had to leave that alone for a while, focus on other things, but I'm coming back.
Well,
up.
To me, it's not that number. It's the fact that you're in there
yes.
squatting.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
I haven't done a squat in like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Squats are tough. I like deadlifts.
Yeah.
Deadlifts. You do, really?
Deadlifts make me feel like that's the exercise where I feel the strongest.
You've done some work.
Yeah. You are pretty good on legs, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I feel the strongest on deadlifts.
Both of you guys, I mean, all three of you guys really do some
well,
work
you're pretty
on
good
legs.
On bench press.
Yeah, I do like the bench press.
You're what are you doing, like 225 now?
No, like 205 tops. I'm closing
225,
in.
225, hasn't he?
You've done 225.
I've done it for one rep.
But that means you've done it. That's your max.
But I don't do it regularly. Jonathan R. wants to know, I want to do more scholarly writing, but I'm afraid that will take time away from pastoring my church. How do you find time to do both?
Whatever you make time for will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is not going to happen by accident. Last November, I read a paper at ETS mm-hmm. on Ephesians 5:30. Some of you have heard about it. We discussed that paper on the radio show. And I had to set aside 2 to 3 hours every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to put other things aside and say, okay, I may not be able to exercise 5 days a week, maybe just 3 days. I have to do that. If you don't make time, if it doesn't get on the calendar and you're not allotting that time, it's not going to get done.
Right.
If you don't have deadlines, sometimes you can fudge a little bit and say, oh, okay, I'm 2 weeks behind, but you better catch up
yeah.
or rearrange the calendar. Because if you don't and say, yeah, I need to, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because so many other things will take your time.
Right.
Church, ministry, family, kids. But if God has called you to academic work, then you have to push yourself and get this done. Right now, I'm proposing a paper for this coming year's ETS.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
2024.
Yeah.
And I'm proposing a paper. So hopefully it'll get accepted.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you think a lot of pastors do that where like they keep pastoring or they keep church ministry sort of cloudy and vague almost as an excuse not to write or not to pursue those things that they want to do?
Cloudy and vague.
Like what I mean by that is like, and like you're not, they don't say, all right, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I do this. From 11 a.m. to 1 I do this. They're just saying, oh, there's just so much.
I'm just about ministry.
Yeah. And if God hasn't called a person to scholarly work, does not mean that person is less than somebody who is.
Right.
Called to scholarly work. Mm-hmm. I think that needs to be, we need to stop saying that because not that you said it, but other people sometimes think, oh, I don't have a PhD. Dr. Shah has a PhD. It doesn't mean that I'm better than you. It simply means that God has called me to that task. Not every pastor is called to be a PhD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
Yeah. And I think it was more so like in the conversation we were having yesterday where it's like, instead of listing out the things that I want to get done, it's more like, there's just so much.
Yeah.
And that statement alone is almost an excuse not to write or not to produce.
Right.
Or
and
not
if,
to do
if you're not called to do it, don't force yourself to do it.
Right.
Write in your newspaper. Write in your local newspaper. Maybe there's a column.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start a newsletter at your church and your article, you're it.
Yeah.
Send out that article. People will share and reshare on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Mail them out and people will share that with their loved ones, their neighbors. So there are many ways to write. You don't have to write to be published in a theological journal,
right?
Yeah.
Like Novum Testamentum or Journal for the Study of the New Testament or JETS or whatever. You don't have to go that route, but you can. Now feel like I'm called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is tough.
Yeah.
I don't waste time. I don't just, I'm just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. Once in a while, I'll take some time and go through a Facebook feed and just kind of spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes just looking through and liking people's pictures. But that's rare.
Yeah.
Because just no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great questions today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Lightning Round Questions. If you didn't get a chance to have your question answered on the episode, text it in to us at 252-582-5028. We'd love hearing from you guys. Love being able to answer those questions for you on our Friday Lightning Round episodes. And we want you to visit our website, clearviewtodayshow.com. You can also partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, what encouragement do you have for our listeners this weekend?
Lots of great things happening on the Clearview Today Show coming up. We are just gliding through the month of April, and there's lots of things. As we're going into spring, we're starting to see new life come about, especially here in our church family. People are getting saved. People are coming to know the Lord. Go where the Lord is. So the Lord's going to take you to church this weekend, but make sure you make it a point to actually be there, talk to people, find out what the Lord is doing in your community and in your church. And like we say, just be there. Be where the conversation is. That's our prayer here at the Clearview Today Show, is that, Lord, you will take us wherever it is that you are going.
Amen. Here's a challenge for you. Take a picture of yourself in front of the church that you attend this weekend and send it to us at the Clearview Today Show.
Yeah, we'll air on the show.
582-5028. We'd love to see where you're worshiping the Lord this weekend. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.